This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. 1 week after the Democratic and Republican conventions, national polls are suggesting that the Democrats' momentum out of Charlotte could be helping President Barack Obama inch ahead of Mitt Romney. Anna Sale, reporter for WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org, has been tracking the stories behind those numbers. She spent the summer talking to swing voters in key battleground states. She checked in with some of those voters this week to see if anything they saw at the conventions changed their minds, and she joins me now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Amy.
You're beginning to see some Obama-Biden bumper stickers in our area, but swing state voters have been getting pummeled with messages for months. What are they telling you? Were they moved by the conventions one way or the other?
Well, you know, no, not if the question is, did the conventions change their minds? What I found when I reached back to some of these voters is their fuzzier sort of instincts from this summer are now crystallizing and some more confident in who they're going to vote for. But it's revealing kind of interesting partisan battle lines that would have been wholly unpredictable from 4 years ago.
Who's changed their mind since 2008?
One group of voters that I'm really interested in watching are white evangelical voters, like Pastor Tom Atchison. He's a Pentecostal minister I met in Tampa, and he runs a soup kitchen. When I met him in early August, he was already beginning to say, you know, I might vote for President Obama. But at that time, he was talking mostly about funding for homelessness programs. That's what he was concerned about. When I talked to him this week, though, what was really driving his decision was a distaste for Mitt Romney and specifically his record at Bain. But listen to this. He still sounds pretty surprised that he's likely to vote for a Democrat in November.
You know, I've just been a Republican so much all my life, it's hard for me to go that direction because of the other issues that the Democratic Party, you know, kind of stands more for. I'm not for abortion and some of those issues that it seems like the Republicans stand firmer, you know, for. But I am siding, I got to say, I'm siding more towards voting for Obama, mainly because I just don't trust Romney at all. And at least with Obama, it appears that he is trying to do, you know, what he's doing. It seems to be going the right direction.
So there's a voter who did not vote for President Obama 4 years ago who's changing his mind. What about disaffected Obama voters? Did the conventions get them back behind the president?
Well, what I'm finding, it depends on what drew these voters to the Democratic side 4 years ago. There's a voter, Dick Henson, I met in the suburbs of Denver. He's a moderate Republican, but voted for Obama 4 years ago primarily because of Sarah Palin. He'd voted for Ronald Reagan, he'd voted for Bill Clinton, and he told me he liked John McCain, but could not cast a vote for that Republican ticket. So I was interested to see, what did he think of Mitt Romney's choice of Paul Ryan, since he described himself as a moderate. Paul Ryan is not a deal breaker for him, and like he told me in July, he's ready to vote for Romney in November.
I think Paul Ryan is a very smart man. I think he's got some good ideas, but I don't think that he is going to implement those ideas without the approval of Mitt Romney, and I don't think Mitt is on board with all of the things that Paul Ryan has recommended.
So Palin was a deal breaker in 2008, but Ryan is not in 2012. You also met voters this summer who told you they did not like either Obama or Romney and were going to sit out this election. Are they changing their minds?
Well, that's what I was interested to see, because in the summer in these swing states, so many negative ads were running. I met a voter named Steve Martinez. He's a Democrat in Pueblo, Colorado. That's a key county where Hispanic voters have made it sort of a Democratic stronghold. Mitt Romney is going to be holding a rally there this weekend. But for the most part, President Obama has been able to hold on to his wide lead among Colorado Hispanics. Steve Martinez is not one of them who's planning to vote for Obama. He voted for him 4 years ago. He told me in July that the president has not delivered on the change that he promised. He can't see himself ever voting for a Republican, and he wasn't planning on voting. That's what he said in July. When I talked to him this week, he said the same thing. He's not going to vote in November, even though he always votes in presidential elections, and even though the Obama campaign is knocking on his door and calling his house. This is what he told me.
So I don't stay there and talk to him. I just tell him I'm not voting, but thanks, you know, and that was it. I get a lot of phone calls. They want me to participate in trying to get Obama elected. They want me to volunteer. I don't care to.
WNYC's Anna Sale. You can hear and see more of her reporting on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Very interesting stuff, Anna. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
To read Anna's story on the post-convention swing vote, there you go, as I said, to itsafreecountry.org. You can find it there. This is WNYC.